I love my sunroof in my vehicle. I absolutely adore it. I had one for the longest time, and then the next vehicle I picked up, I did not have one. I hated it. Actually took it back a year and a half later. Well, I didn't take it back. I got rid of it. I sold it. It was a great vehicle, but it did not have a sunroof. I have to have that. The sunroof for me is open all summer. And even if it's sprinkling or raining, I have it open because the rain goes right over top of the car anyway. And in the winter, I blast the heat and I open it. I like to be able to see the sun. I don't think I could ever live in Vancouver. It's always cloudy in the winter. That would drive me absolutely nuts. But there's a negative to this. And that is, so I'm kind of reaching up on my forehead right towards my hairline. And I get a little dry patch of skin there lately that doesn't seem to want to go away. And it made me wonder, because I am so sloppy when it comes to throwing sunscreen on as I get into the car, whether or not I got something cooking here. And I'm talking about my skin. So we figured, well, there's got to be somebody we can talk to about sun exposure and how to protect your skin. And Stats Canada came out with some recent numbers as well that are shocking, and Albertans are starting to lead the pack in this department. We'll get to it, because joining us right now is Dr. Muba Taher, who's the clinical professor of medicine at the University of Alberta and also practices at the Edmonton Dermatology and Skin Surgery Center. Doctor, good morning and welcome to the show. You got to hear a lot of stories like mine, I got to think.
Right. No, good morning, Bryn. Thank you so much for having me on your show. And we hear a lot of stories about, you know, new spots showing up and having them checked out.
I got to ask this because I hear this from a lot of people. They say, I think I got a problem, but I don't have time to go in, or I don't want to go in and bother them because I just don't know if that's, you know, if this is anything. I don't want to look like I'm a hypochondriac, all that kind of thing. But when it comes to skin cancer and the numbers are increasing, don't you think people got to do a better job of not only recognizing the signs, but getting in to see somebody?
Absolutely, Bryn. You know, like most problems, when you tackle these things earlier, you do better and prevent more concerning problems. So I agree. I encourage all the listeners to be mindful of changes on their skin and to watch out for worrisome signs.
Hey, this StatsCan survey that I saw, taking a look at the numbers, it says that the number of new melanoma cases in Alberta has nearly doubled between 2013 and 2023. Are you seeing anything that would maybe back that up?
You know, in my practice, I focus on skin cancer, so I am seeing, unfortunately, a lot of cancer all the way through. But yes, we are seeing the rates of cancer increasing, and I have seen it a little more in slightly younger populations, too. So, unfortunately, we are seeing more cancer.
The comments on the numbers were estimating 1,190 people with new melanoma diagnosis, and 115 deaths are expected in Alberta this year. So what's the message here from a sun safety perspective? Are we getting sloppy? There was a time when they always encouraged you to put on 15 sun SPF. Now it should be 30 to 60, I'm guessing. But what is the message here? We're just getting sloppy?
So, Bryn, yeah, the message I'd say out there is, you know, have fun in the sun. You do that, but be smart. Be smart about it. You know, we want to avoid problems like sunburns and excessive sun damage. So using sunscreen is one of the most important things you can do. And you talked about sun protective factor. That's a number that tells us how much protection we get from our sunscreens. And you're right. In the past, the number 15 was thrown around. Now I say to my patients, make sure that number on your sunscreen is at least a 30. So I want my patients to wear a sun protective factor of at least 30 on their sunscreen. And just to add to that, I'd say, you know, make sure it's broad spectrum, that it covers both ultraviolet A and ultraviolet B.
So how do you handle guys like me where when I'm on holidays, like in Mexico, I slather it on because I know what the sun can do down there. But the sun's just as powerful up here. And yet, I'm like I said, sloppy is a word I use. Lazy is another word I would use. I see a lot of people with the sunscreen in their car. That's where mine is. And I don't use it every day. That's got to drive you crazy.
Yeah, you know, it's just a matter of getting into a good routine, a good habit. And you know, you're motivating the audience by reminding them of the whole skin cancer risk. So get used to using the sunscreen. Make it a routine, especially when you know you're going to be out there in the sun a lot. And it's just self-motivation. And yeah, if those numbers you quoted, that should scare us into, being more mindful of sunscreen use.
You know, when I look back at when I was a kid, I got burned a ton. I had a couple of really bad sunburns, one in Kelowna and one in Penticton on two consecutive summers. And I keep hearing that much of my childhood sun damage is putting me at risk right now. Do you hear that very often, or is that an old wives' tale?
No, it's true. You know, we get about a quarter of our lifetime UV damage before age 20, and the damage that's done in the past, it does catch up to us. So, not to be negative, I mean, it's never too late to start using those sunscreens and be sun protective. But to everyone out there, again, have fun in the sun, but just be very mindful of avoiding sunburns. They do more damage to your skin, and you want to be careful.
Where are the hot spots? Behind the ears, places like that?
You know, it depends what you're doing. You know, generally speaking, we see a lot of sun damage, sun exposed areas, the face. Yes, behind the ears. You know, the baseball caps look great, but unfortunately, they don't always give you shade behind your ears or neck. So you got to be careful. Wide-brimmed hats, for example, would be more protective for those areas.
What about growing mole, dry skin, that type of thing? How fast do you have to move?
You know, watch out for what we call the ABCDs of melanoma.
Okay.
Quickly go through that for the audience.
Yeah.
So if a mole one side looks different than the other, if you were to cut it in half, that's the asymmetry. You know, B for border. The mole has an irregular border. It's not symmetric. It's not nice and sharp. C for color. If you got a lot of color in your mole, the blues, reds, black, different shades of gray and so on, you should be alert. D for diameter, when it's bigger than, say, the end of a pencil, about 6 millimeters, your flag should come up. And E stands for evolution or evolving. If it's changing, it's bleeding, it's crusting, it's sore, something's not right, that's another flag. So, you might have one or two moles with one or two features, but when you start seeing a lot of the ABCDs in a given mole, make sure you get that checked out for sure.
And you can burn off some on the head and the face, can you not? With what is that stuff that they spray on there?
Oh, well, we use what's called liquid nitrogen to spray off. But just to be clear, we don't spray off moles. What we're spraying off are these dry, sandpapery, crusty bumps on the face and head and neck usually. Those are called actinic keratosis. And I wonder, Bryn, you might be growing one on your forehead when you said you have that scaly spot. So you make sure you check that out.
I'm going to do that. Okay, listen, hey, thanks for all the advice, and we really appreciate it. Hopefully we can get these numbers down. Thank you.
Sounds great. Yeah, thank you, Bryn.
All right, Dr. Muba Taher joining us, a clinical professor of medicine at the University of Alberta, and he also practices at the Edmonton Dermatology and Skin Surgery Center.